The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And with that, we welcome you to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Marhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight it's high school basketball on Care Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. MHMA is playing host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Neil running the board here at the onset of the ball game. Neil, appreciate you being there tonight. Thank you very much. Tom Counts with you here courtside, the PA guy. Well, JP's introducing the starter to the crowd. Let me share them with you, if I may. First of all, for Valley Falls, center head coach Jordan Hale, her assistant Rodney Watson. Lady Dragons coming into the game at 3-4 in the conference, 3-5 overall, and they're going to be starting Lauren Brown and Lillian Darvo, Curly Henson, Corey Kirkwood, and Cassidy Franks, two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore. For MHMA and head coach Luke Knoll, his assistant Mary Isaac, they will be starting a senior in Scarlett Bankley and a second senior in Hannah Coker. Juniors Hope Banowitz and Bethany Urban, and a freshman, Caitlin Olsom. Lady Dragons, the first club out of the court in their traveling black uniforms with gold lettering and trim it for MHMA. It's going to be the home whites with gold and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle, it'll be Corey Kirkwood for Valley Falls, Scarlett Bagley for Marhill Mount Academy. Nice crowd on hand. I expect it'll continue to grow as the evening wears on, as the ball is up the tip of the way. Lady Ravens are going to have it, bringing it down. It's going to be Bolsom, and she'll go into the lane, have her shot deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls. Kirkwood will bring it up the floor. We are moments into the game. Kirkwood will have it up on top to Brown. Brown looks over to the right side and instead goes to the left. Darvo kicks it over to the left block. Now the feed underneath. The shot is up off the window, but good. And as quickly as that, Valley Falls with a bucket by Cassidy Freaks takes a 2-0 lead. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Back out on top with the ball. You're going to have Scarlett. Bagley will swing it over to the left side. Coker feeds it down off the block. Twisting, turning. Folsom has the ball stripped out of her hands. It's going to be knocked away and loose on the floor. And Bethany Urban's going to pick it back up. Marhill Mount Academy will retain possession of it. Urban will drive all the way around to the left side. Comes out on top to Folsom. She'll work over to the right. Dump it out on the wing to Banowitz. 1 minute into the game and Valley Falls with a 2-0 lead. Here's Urban driving all the way to the baseline, goes in, goes up, shot's no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Darvo, and here comes Valley Falls. They're taking it the far way. Valley will dish it over to the left side, way out on the edge. It's going to be Brown. Her pass off on top, gets away, and saved nicely by Curly Henson to keep it from going over and back. They'll feed it into the free throw line, now back over to the right side. Back to the free throw line, the uncontested 15-footer. Halfway down, kicks out. Bagley rebounds it to me. Lady Ravens taking it the other way. Minute and a half in. Still a 2-0. Valley Falls lead in this girls' high school game. Baseline shot, Coker well off the mark. And the rebound is going to be saved by Urban. Coker from the top launching the three. Kicks it off the window and good. I'm not sure she planned it, but it worked. And the Lady Ravens will have their first lead of the game at 3-2. We're at 6:06 to go. Opening quarter. Valley Falls will bring it back down the court. Lady Ravens in a kind of staff as a player defense, maybe, and the ball's going to be stripped away in the middle and stolen back by Morehill Mount Academy. Over to the right block. Scarlett will turn and shoot a little too hard, and the rebound's going to be stolen down. Up with it will come Valley Falls. Kirkwood will bring it up the floor, dump it over to the left side. Darvo drives baseline, pulls up from eight, missed it. And another rebound pulled down by Scarlett. Bagley dominating on the boards in the first few minutes of the game. Now down it'll come to Banowitz. Cope will bring it back up on top. And MHMA will run their offense. Flashing to the top, playing it up at the high post is going to be Folsom. Back over to the left side, trying to get into the middle. Bagley, no room. Top side, Banowitz over to the left. Another three is going to be set sail, and it will not go in for Coker. Rebound, Valley Falls. 3 minutes in, it's 3-2. Lady Ravens in front. Jump shot, too strong, and another rebound for Scarlett. What a great start to the game on the boards. Lady Ravens are going to slow it down a little bit. Valley Falls in their player defense. Comes out on top to Folsom. She is guarded by Kirkwood. Skip pass to Folsom with it again. Up on top, twisting and spinning. Kicks it down to the left block. Back it in. Scarlett, in and out. Nope. Comes down with her own rebound. Back out on top and to go to Urban. Lady Ravens continue to control the ball. 3-point shot. Banowitz, nope. Body's on the floor, and we're going to have a push and a foul. This is coming over. I think it's going to be on Darvo, and it will be Lillian's first foul. It'll be the first foul of the ball game. Putting it back in play at their offensive baseline, it'll be MHMA. Both coaches standing in front of their bench. The ball is up, won't go. Rebound Scarlett. Puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound Scarlett. Back out on top it comes. Scarlett, I know, has at least 5 rebounds so far. Maybe more. We're almost midpoint of the opening quarter. Girls high school basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Now we're going to get a 3-second violation. Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. Lillian Darvo will bring it up the court, and as she walks across the timeline, we'll be inside 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Girls high school basketball here on Care Radio this evening. Over to the right side, they'll dish it baseline. Work around the horns. 3 straight away. Top of the key is off the mark. Rebound. This time it'll be cleared away by Folsom. Little contact after the board. No foul called. The outlet pass up the floor is going to go to Banowitz. Back over to the left. It'll come. Coker has it to Urban. Ravens work the ball on the left side predominantly at this point at least, or so far tonight. Now here's Folsom for 3. Nope. Rebound underneath. Back up and in. Coker for 2. So Hannah Coker has all the MHMA points. It is a 5-2 lead. 3:20 to play, first quarter. Atchison, Kansas, here in the heart of the NEKL, and that will have an offensive foul. And it's going to come back to the Lady Ravens. This is going to be the first foul of the game for Carly Henson. And for Valley Falls, it'll be team foul 2. Three minutes to play, opening quarter. 5-2, low-scoring business here tonight. All the way around the left side is going to be Bethany. Urban dishes it back out to the elbow. They'll feed underneath to Scarlett. Can't get a shot. Back it'll come to Bethany. She wants a 3. Goes back to Scarlett. Heels on the block. Back out on top. It'll come to Bethany. And this time she'll dribble it to the top of the key. Takes it all the way around the edge. Top side, Folsom. Back it will come to Coker. She'll push it off on top. Urban wants the 3. The defense is right there. Player defense by Valley Falls, not bad. Here's a running shot up, partially deflected. No foul called and rebounded. Cleared away by Valley Falls. Kirkwood into the forecourt. 2:22 to go in the first quarter, and now the ball is going to be kicked by the Ravens comes back in front of the scorer's table to the Valley Falls. First substitution of the ball game coming in for MHMA. Banowitz will check out, and entering the lineup for Coach Noel is going to be Jordan Rink. Jordan Rink is a junior, and that trade-off gains this team about, oh, I don't know, eight inches in height. Jordan is very tall, 6 foot plus. Pass comes out on top. Valley Falls for three. Oh, just a little bit short. And a long rebound cleared away by Urban. Up court it comes. Coker has the ball with a minute 58 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Rink with it on the floor one time. Kicks it back over to Urban. Jordan Rink at her height. A good ball handler. Very capable of bringing it up the floor. Now here's a running layup from the left side for Folsom, and she's got two. First bucket of the ball game for Caitlin. And after trailing early in the game, at the onset of the game, 2-0, Morehamite Academy has gone on to score 7 unanswered and had a minute 30 to play in the opening quarter, lead 7-2. Back over to the right side, Valley Falls hits Darvo with a basketball. She kind of holds it up a little bit, looking into the middle, defended by Rink. Now they're running something of a motion offense, cutting into the middle of the left-handed layup. It's up and nicely in. Corey Kirkwood has her first point of the game, and it is 7-4. And we're at a minute 10 to go, opening quarter. Folsom back out on top. Urban, they'll swing it left for Rink, but reaching out and getting a fingertip on it. Valley Falls is going to slap that thing out of play. And coming into the game for Valley Falls, getting her hand on that ball is going to be the junior, Caitlin Yates. Seconds to play in the opening quarter and into the game for Marhill Academy. Now we're going to see the freshman, Hannah Cody. So Cody is in the game. And also in the game is going to be Nora Keckner. Ravens with the ball up top side, 45-44, rolling along toward the end of the opening quarter, leading it by one possession at 7-4. Again, an extraordinarily low-scoring contest at this point. Folsom has not been out of the game. She dribbles through the baseline, brings it back out on top, goes Keckner, back over to the right side to Rink, beats in the middle. Folsom had it, lost it, has it again, comes out on top, driving in. The wild shot thrown at the bucket won't go in. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Valley Falls, 17, 16, 15, as they've got plenty of time to get a good look at the rim and a shot off that could tie the game. They're going to pass the open three for the baseline left, 9 seconds. They're going to take it from the wing, and there it is. We're deadlocked. 3-point shot for Valley Falls and Corey Kirkwood. And that is the end of the opening quarter. Time out of the floor, one quarter in the book here in Natchez in Kansas. Valley Falls and Marhill-Mount Academy. High school girls basketball tied at 7.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here to the Haverty Gymnasium. Joseph is our man at the wheel now in the Kara Sports Studio. Neil getting the ball rolling. Joseph taking it as it goes into some serious momentum. Happy to have you back. Tom Kautz here in the gym. 7-7 ball game at the end of the opening quarter. Valley Falls jumped in front 2-0. MHMA pushed it back in front, went up 7-2. In the last 5 points of the quarter, scored by Valley Falls. So we go to the second tie. Scoring, Morehamite Academy led by Hannah Coker with 5 and Caitlin Folsom, the other 2 for Valley Falls. Corey Kirkwood with 5. Cassidy Freaks with their other 2. Possession arrow, Valley Falls. Lady Dragons have it, and we're back underway. Valley with a basketball. We'll take it just above the free throw line. Not going to take that shot. Brings it back out on top. Darbo, she will cut into the lane, goes in and up, and cans it with a left-hand layup. Lillian Darbo, her first points of the game. And Valley Falls back in front at 9-7. 7.5 to play in the first. Folsom over to the left side. Urban into the lane. Rotates, shoots wide to the right side. And a rebound is going to be swept down. Coming up with it is going to be Kirkwood. She'll bring it all the way up the floor. Goes all the way through the lane. Now trapped down to the baseline. Lobs it out on top. Darvo for three. Off the rim. No. Rebound. Out of play. It's going to be MHMA basketball. 7:10 to go in that first half of the girls game. Don't forget, we have guys game coming up after this one. And if you haven't had enough basketball, stick around tomorrow. We've got Benedictine basketball, but we'll talk more about that as the evening moves on. Lady Ravens with it here at top side. And it's going to be Keckner over to Banowitz. A three that won't drop and a rebound lost out of bounds off rink. It's going to come back to Valley Falls. 6:52 to go in the opening half. As we anticipated, the crowd continues to file its way into the Haverty Gym. It has grown to a very nice sized crowd, and I don't think we're done batting fans yet. Still a little space. Valley Falls into the forecourt with it, leading it 9-7. This equals their largest lead of the game so far. They've also brought back in at the post Cassidy Frakes. Valley works the outside. Here's a cross-court pass. Now driving into the lane from the left side. Running jump shot. It's going to be up and good. And Kirkwood with two more. She is at 7. And Coach Knoll taking a timeout. Talking to his team saying, I don't know. You missed something. We're going to discuss it. Joseph, let's take a break. 6:23 to go first half. It is Valley Falls 11. Markham Mount Academy 7.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Coming out of the timeout, I'm looking out of the court. I don't believe that either team, well, the Ravens may have a substitution. They've got the starting five there with the exception. Folsom checked out of the game, and in for her is going to be Nora Keckner. 6 minutes to play in the half. Valley Falls has taken an 11-7 lead, and MHMA works the basketball. Up on top, it's going to be Urban. Skip pass over to the right side to Coker. She's only two and a half steps above the three-point ring. Skips it back out on top, and it's going to be taken away. A little bit of an errant pass intended for Banowitz is going to be stepped in front of us, stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Lauren Brown. She'll bring it up top of the key, skips it over to the left side. Lillian Darbo knifes into the lane, lobs it back over to the right side above the three-point ring. Cutting into the lane, thinking about the 13-footer. Now instead, it'll be the three from the outside. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Urban. Ravens running. 5.5 to go in the half. Outlet for Banowitz. Can she catch it? She tracks it down. She's got great speed. Able to save the ball before it gets out of play in the corner. Lady Ravens are going to reset their offense. Bethany will drive down the left side of the lane. Has no room. Comes back on top. Three-point shot. Up and good. Banowitz in a two-fist pump as she got it to go down. Hope Banowitz with her first points of the game. We're at 5:07 to go in the opening half, and it's now a single-digit lead for Valley Falls at 11-10. Dragons go baseline, running shot, partially deflected by Scarlett. Give her a block to go with all those rebounds. We get it back off the top side again. Looking over to the left side, and now we're going to get Coach Hale taking a timeout. So, it's going to be Dragons timeout, Joseph. We're going to enjoy another one. We're at 4:47 to go in the first half of the girls' game. It is Valley Falls 11, Markham Mount Academy 10.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Yeah. It's a brisk night outside. Don't know what the temp is. Joseph, let me tell you all about that in our Kent Radio Sports halftime coming up here in a little bit. But it is brisk. I will make that very clear. But it's toasty and nice and comfortable here in the gymnasium. We're 4:47 to go in the opening half of the girls' game. 11-10. It is close for the Lady Ravens. You've got Urban and Keckner, Banowitz, Folsom, and Bagley are the five that have come out of the timeout. Here's a feed over to the left side, and Folsom reaching will foul from the back. I'm trying to remember to never call that over the back. Over the back is not a foul. Fouling from behind is a foul. It'll be Caitlin's first foul of the game and first foul for MHMA tonight. And a game for Valley Falls. I've got, who all do I have here? I've got Lauren Brown out of the floor, and let me make sure I get Caitlin Yates out there. We also have Cassidy Franks. She's on the right side. Back over to the left side, we've got Corey Kirkwood. And working down low, Lillian Darbo. By down low, I mean, not like she's a player that plays a 4-5, but she right now playing probably a 2, is running a crossing pattern down to the baseline. Valley with the basketball. Can be entirely patient. Remember, this is high school basketball. There is no shot clock. That was a near palming, though, and they're going to call it, yeah. Valley Falls going across the lane from side to side. In a little moment of indecision, getting her hand a bit too far beneath the ball, thinking about pulling it up, and then deciding to go ahead and resume the dribble. That is going to be called palming the ball over, and Morgan Academy is going to come back up the floor with it. We are 4 minutes to go in the half. Here's Banowitz with it, and her pass down to the baseline. Looking for Folsom, but she got tangled up with a defender. Could not break to where the ball was going, and Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. Back into the game, Carly Henson for Valley Falls. Coach Hale has gone 6 deep. Coach Knoll has played 8 different players so far here tonight. And for Valley Falls, Darbo brings it up the floor and will stop at the top. Dumps it over to the right side. That's going to be Henson with it. Top of the key now to Kirkwood. Corey Kirkwood will work to the right, drive to the left, spins into the lane, gets triple teamed there, kicks it off on top. Bit of a head fake. And instead of pulling up for the 3, Darbo thought that she was going to be able to juke their defender who is coming in to close up and get in front of her and then run by her. Well, ultimately, as she made that little move, she pulls the pivot foot, travels, and here comes Marhill Mount Academy off the turnover. 3.5 to play in the half. Again, it's going to be Folsom with it, playing it up high, goes left to Urban. They like Caitlin Folsom, who is at the 5. They like playing her high. She's above the 3-point line now. Now she's going to drive all the way to the baseline, takes it to the block. A little spinning hook shot, kind of off balance as she's leaning in and falling into the lane. Does not go in. Valley Falls coming down with a defensive rebound, and up the floor they come. 3 minutes to go in the half. And it's still an 11-10 lead for Valley. Driving into the lane, the feed over to the left side. Off the block, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Scarlett, give her another rebound, and then trying to steal it away. Valley Falls is going to commit a foul. 2 players surround her. The foul is going to be assessed to Carly Henson, and it will be her 2nd foul tonight. Back into the game will come both Jordan Rink and Hannah Cody for Marhill Mount Academy. Topside with it is Coker. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. It is 11-10. Continued to be very low scoring. Here's a hook shot from the middle of the lane with a left hand. It's going to be up and good. And first point of the second quarter, 4th point of the game for Caitlin Folsom. And MHMA pulls in front at 12-11. Valley with it over to the right side. Starts into the lane. Dumps it off on top. Drive it in. Kicks it back outside again. They're looking for some open shot. That could have been it. They passed it. 2:11 to play in the half. Long cross court to the elbow. Now the feed halfway between the left side of the lane and the 3-point ring, and the ball is knocked away, and they're going to call a travel on Valley Falls. In the game for Valley Falls, we mentioned Carly Henson, very distinguishable by the knee brace on the right leg. Does not seem to be causing her any grief or any problems. She's got shows us good speed, both forward and laterally. So she's doing fine with that. Minute 48 to go in the half. Lady Ravens back out on top. They're running motion. They get it to Rink. Back it'll come to Urban. She's backing in, doubled up, dumps it over. Coker could not get a shot away. Took her a minute to get a handle on the ball. Top side Cody, left side Rink. Minute and a half to go in the half. Back again to Cody. She'll go into the lane, put up by a runner, and hit it. Hannah Cody gets her first point tonight. It is 14-11 with a minute 17 to play. MHMA with a three-point lead. They have led by as many as five. Here's a little jump shot from the left side. Nope, rebounding it down is going to be Bethany Urban. 1 minute to go in the half. Right side, Cody traveled with it. 57 seconds left. And walking it up the floor, Lillian Darvo. Again, for Valley Falls, Darvo is one of the seniors. She and Carly Henson. Turn a little bit of senior leadership as she brings it down. 44, 43 seconds left in the half. Here's Henson with it. Kicks it back to Darvo. They'll bring it off on top. Yates. Work around to the left side to Brown. Here's a three. Launch left elbow. Rattles up and out and straight back in again for Corey Kirkwood. It is a 14-14 ball game. And we've got 18 seconds left. First half. 13. They're going to have to be very aware of the time. Here's Urban over to Rink. The feed comes in the middle. It's batted away. Picked back up. Cody will launch one and hit it with four. Hannah Cody with a second bucket. At one, the half-court shot is going to be well short, and we've come to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Atchison. The intermission score. Fort Hill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens, 16. Valley Falls, 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. She can answer questions like, am I purchasing a supplement plan or a replacement plan? Are there restrictions on where I can receive health care? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Are rehab and short-term recovery services included in case I become ill or need surgery? What about home health? This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, or go to amberwellhealth.org/medicare-help to complete a meeting request form.
Halftime of the ladies' game finds both men's clubs out of the court warming up. Don't forget we'll have the guys' game coming up after this one. Quick recap of that first half scoring for the visitors from Valley Falls. Pace to the way. Leading score in the game for both teams is Corey Kirkwood. She's got 10 of her team's 14. The other two, or other four, are two apiece for Lillian Darvo and Cassidy Frakes. From Mar Hill Mount Academy, Hannah Coker with 5. Caitlin Folsom and Hannah Cody, the two freshmen, with 4 apiece and 3 for Hope Banowitz. No one in any foul trouble or have been many fouls called on either team here in this game. We'll be back. Second half of the ladies game coming up shortly, then the boys. But right now, with a halftime score in Atchison, Kansas, Mark Hill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 16, Valley Falls 14. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio. Got some halftime fun for you.
The Morning Show.
It's really funny.
The Hot Country 93.7 Morning Show.
I think it starts off my day, like ready to conquer.
With Neil and friends.
Right here.
Weekdays, 6 to 9. Today's Hit Country 93.7.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball live from the Marhill Mount Academy gym this evening. Tom Couts will be back with the remainder of the call and the girls' game in just a moment. I do want to thank particularly Neil Weiland for handling most of my duties this week, as I was out not feeling particularly well. Coming up tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m., we'll have Benedictine Ravens basketball action as the Ravens are on the road taking on Mid-American Nazarene University. 2 o'clock is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 4 p.m. Monday brings us to Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are again on the road at Missouri Valley. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. We've got high school tournament action starting on Tuesday, as we will have Valley Falls Tournament Boys. At 6 o'clock, we'll have JCN versus Jeff West. At 7:30, we should have Perry versus Valley Falls. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine basketball, I believe. Just a moment. No, Tuesday, we've got, again, high school tournament action again. That will be announced a little bit later. Wednesday, we should have, it looks like it's going to be Thursday. Thursday night, we've got basketball. 5:30, we've got Benedictine versus Evangel. Again, 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the ladies' game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look around the local area, we have a couple of scores and games in action. In the JCN Jackson Heights game, Jackson Heights is leading JCN With 7 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third, 38-21, taking a look at the Red Hawks taking on the Tigers, the Hiawatha-Jeff West game. It is Red Hawks sitting at 20, Jeff West Tigers 29. In the Holton Riverside game, with 31 seconds left in the fourth, it looks like it's going to be Riverside with 39 points to Holton's 25. In the Sabetha game right now, we are in the beginning of the third. It is now currently Sabetha 22, Perry Lecompton Cause 5. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 47. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 33. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-50s. Once again, we should dip down to 21 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 23.2 degrees Fahrenheit. I know that's too true because I just verified them last week with a VSAWA. We're 90% humidity, no winds, dead calm. Barometric pressure is steady at 29.34 inches of mercury, dew point 21 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill is 23 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in approximately 30 seconds or so.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Here's a three-point shot. Up, no good. Rebound. Valley Falls had it. There was a collision. I believe they were going to get a foul on Hope. So Hope Banowitz will pick up a personal foul. It'll be her first, and Raven, team foul, one of the second half. 16-16 is your score. Valley Falls has the basketball. Topside with it is going to be Corey. Kirkwood will kick it over to the left side. Kirkwood having a huge game. She's at a dozen points already. 12 of her team's 16. Kirkwood going three. Short. And rebound is going to get away out of bounds. It'll be MHMA basketball. 7-1 to go in the third quarter. Tied at 16. Wonking it up. Bethany Urban glides over to the right side. Kirkwood picks her up on the player defense that has been employed now by Valley Falls. The ball batted away for a moment. Recovered by the Ravens. Here's a three for Banowitz. Knocks it down from deep in the right corner. Hope Banowitz has 6 points on a couple of three-point shots. It is 19-16. And we're at 6:32 to play third quarter. Not a high-scoring game. Not a lot of fouls. It's been very competitive to drive down the right side of the lane. And as the shot goes up, I believe we're going to have a foul call that is going to precede the shot. Yeah, wave the shot away. It is going to be the second foul of the ball game for Caitlin Folsom, and foul number two for MHMA here in the second half. Donna Folsom has not committed a second half foul yet. Here's the inbound. The shot goes up, doesn't go in, and then we're going to get fouled, and I suspect that it's going to be on Cassidy Frakes. So Cassidy is going to pick up her first foul. It'll be team foul one by Valley Falls. 6:16 to go in the third quarter, 19-16. Moore Hill Mount Academy with that slim lead. Back out around to the right side. The dish over to the corner to Banowitz. Over to the right block, Scarlett. Back out to Hope. The feet to the free throw line. Knocked away, but Bethany right on the spot to pick it up. Kicks it over to Hannah Coker, who knocks in the 14-foot baseline two. Hannah Coker has 7 points. Lady Ravens have pushed now to a 21-16 lead. Not their largest. Well, I guess it ties their largest lead of the game, up five. We're down to 5.5 to go. Around to the left, back to the right, down the lane, getting inside Folsom, and then missing the bunny. Sally Falls is going to give it back over to MHMA. Lady Ravens running it down. The driving shot is up and no good for Urban. Valley Falls will clear it away and back up with it. This time it'll be Darbo. She was not expecting the ball and then turns it over by just not getting it on the floor quickly enough. There was confusion as the ball had been rebounded underneath by Cassidy Frakes. Three guard ball handling players going down the court. None of them turned around to pick up the ball. And then when they finally did, it was just an out-of-kilter kind of a play. Nobody in sync. Here's a three-point shot. Up and good for Bethany Urban. Bethany knocks down a three. That is her first point of the game. And now we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break at 4:57 to play in the third quarter. It's Moore Hill Mount Academy 24, Valley Falls 16.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net.
The timeout puts the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and up the floor they will walk the basketball. Corey Kirkwood will bring it to the top, spins 360, goes into the lane, her jumper halfway in, pops out, and rebound down to Folsom. She'll kick it away to Bethany and Urban, able to rescue before it gets out of bounds. Now her pass down to the baseline is off the hands of Hannah Cooper. It's going to go out of bounds. Back it will come to Valley Falls. 24-16. This is the largest lead of the ball game for Moore Hill Mount Academy. And again, up the floor with it is going to be Lillian Darvo. Lillian kind of changing hands with the dribble. Hope Banowitz comes up to defend her. MHMA stays with their player defense. Little lob underneath is going to be lost out of play. And it'll have been touched last by Cassidy Frakes. Moore Hill Mount Academy putting it back in play. Coker will come out of the game, and Coach Luke Nolan is going to trade some height for an additional guard. And he's going to bring the freshman, Hannah Cody, back in. 4:14 to play in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with the basketball, looking for the double-digit lead on this possession. Cody goes left side off the block, and her pass is going to be stolen away. Looking for Caitlin Folsom, but it gets away. Caitlin is going to defend a little bit on the way up the floor and then drop back. She will pick up Kirkwood defensively in the forecourt. They'll drive down the left side. The shot kisses off the window and good. Lillian Darvo has her fourth point. 24-18. And we're at 3:40 to go in the half. Kicking around to the left side, trying to drive in. No room. The ball's Cody batted away and stolen from Cody. Knocked away by the center. Nice job by Cassidy Frakes, and Valley Falls up floor with the basketball. Left side is going to be Darbo all the way across the court, thinking about the three, but Lauren Brown's going to pass that up. Lauren, no points yet in the game. And now we will have a Raven foul. Foul is going to be on Bethany Urban. It is her first foul. MHMA team foul three. So we're going to get Scarlett out of the game, and Hope comes out of the game, and Hannah Cody comes out of the game. Jordan Rink comes back in. Urban's out there. You've got Keckner in the game, Folsom, and Coker. So that's the MHMA 5. It's worth 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 24-18. Half a dozen point lead for the home team. Talbot Key with it. Valley Falls works around to the right side. That's going to be Caitlin Yates off the bench. She'll dump it over to the left. Again, Valley Falls has only gone six deep so far tonight. From the free throw line, there's no room. Back, it'll go over to the left to Kirkwood. Corey plays off the screen, looks inside, passing up on the long two. Now in some trouble, and her pass lobbed way out on top. Back down the left side, all the way to the baseline, dribbling it back off on top is going to be Lauren Brown. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Now driving inside, nice move. The shot goes up and misses. The offensive rebound goes up, and one of three Ravens commits the foul. Three of them had surrounded Kirkwood. And let's see against whom it's going to be called. It'll be the third foul of the game by Caitlin Folsom. So the freshman picks up number three, and I would expect her to be checking out here quite shortly. Scarlett running up now to the scorer's table. Right-hand free throw, perfect. Corey Kirkwood having a fantastic game as Folsom will exit. That is her 13th point. And 14th point. We're back to a four-point game at 24-20. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, close game, not a high-scoring game. You want to see a lot of points, you're not going to enjoy this. But if you like some hard defense and some really hard-playing athletes, this game is good for you. Now the ball is going to be rebounded down to the baseline by Scarlett. But then as she comes down, she's got the ball, but stumbles a little bit in. She's going to be called for a travel. Now we're going to have a foul call. The official down there had called, first of all, a travel, and another official has come up from the top side and said that is going to be a foul on Caitlin Yates. So it'll be MHMA basketball coming back in play. Foul number two by Valley Falls in the third quarter. Here's Rink with the basketball on the left side of the free throw line. Feeds it out on top to Coker. Back over to the right side, it goes to Keckner. Now Urban up on top. 2 minutes to go in the third. Bethany skips it off on top. Scarlett over to the left. Here's a three. It's going to be a little too long, and the rebound is on the floor. Valley Falls is just going to reach down and pick it up. Everybody else had gone to the other end of the court. So Kirkwood is going to get credit for the rebound. And at a minute 40 to go in the third quarter, trailing by four, Valley Falls has the basketball. Back out on top. Passing up the three again. They'll go over to the left side. Here goes a three. No. Rebound. Valley Falls is going to save it. Yates will come down with it. Works her way toward the top. Now pulls up her dribble in a little bit of trouble. Dumps it back over to Darvo, and we're going to have a foul. Lillian had put on a quick first step. And Nora Keckner will commit her first foul of the game. Now for the Lady Ravens, this is something that could impact as we go to the fourth quarter. It'll be team foul five. No one in any real foul trouble. Caitlin Folsom with three, but no one else with more than one. But again, five team fouls by MHMA. And we're going to get, there's the sixth. It's going to be on Anna Coker. So Coker's first foul, but again, the sixth team foul for the Lady Ravens in the second half. Now we're going to be shooting free throws, and very possibly a lot of them. Here comes Valley Falls. Panowitz has come back into the game for head coach Luke Knoll. Driving down the right side, feeding across the lane. Little run jump shot is up too soft. Getting her own rebound, following it up, no. Rebound underneath again, following it up, no. Rebounding it down, this time is going to be Scarlett. She may be a double-digit force right now. Outlet pass, Ravens run. Kick pass over to the left side, and it's going to be stolen. Stepping in front of it, Caitlin Yates. Back up comes Valley Falls at 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. They trail by four. Yates will bring it up the quarter self, works her way to the left side. It's going to be stolen right off the dribble. Here comes Urban. She'll drive and shoot and hit it. Nice play for Bethany Urban, getting her fifth point, all of them in the third quarter. It is 26-20. We're down to 20, 19, 18 seconds to play. Third quarter. The ball is batted away for a minute. Valley's able to pick it back up. They're going to look for the final shot of the third. Down six. Possibly could cut that thing in half. Now they're at 7 seconds to go. Stepping inside the ring. The shot goes up off the window. It's no good. Rebounding it down again. It's going to be Scarlett. Three quarters are done. We'll be back here in Atchison as we go to the fourth quarter of this high school girls game. It's Marshall Mount Academy 26, Valley Falls 20.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Back with you here in the Haverty Gymnasium on the Marshall Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Going to the fourth quarter. Home team in front, 26-20. But if you are a Lady Raven fan, the one concern that you've got, not foul trouble. You do have Caitlin Folsom with three fouls, but no other player on your team with more than one. So you're not really worried about that. You've been playing pretty well. What you've got to worry about is the fouls. Because as we go to the fourth quarter, every foul is going to put Valley Falls at the free throw line. They're going to start here in the 1-1 with foul number 7. So this game could easily pivot on the free throws tonight. Looking out on the floor, it would appear that for MHMA, it's going to be Bethany Urban, Hope Vanowitz, Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, and Jordan Rink. There's going to be the 5 to start the fourth quarter. We got a body on the floor, and that's going to be Hope. Was she kind of banged down there, knocked to the ground? Let's see what the officials coming over to let us know. It is going to be a foul on Cassidy Frakes. So for Cassidy, it's going to be foul number 2. It'll be team foul 3 for Valley Falls here in the second half. 7:48 to play in the game. Urban's going to take the inbound pass and kind of back it away a little bit, defend it up top side by Darvo. Comes to Scarlett at the top, over to the right block, and we're going to have a reach in and another foul by Valley Falls. Valley understands probably that they're going to have to increase that defensive intensity just a little bit. But they're going to have to be careful not to get carried away with that. It's going to be the first foul of the night for Corey Kirkwood. And it's going to put the Lady Ravens on the line. They will say that Coker was in the process of shooting the ball when she got fouled, and her first of two free throws is good. Eighth point of the ball game for Hannah Coker. First point of the fourth quarter by either team. Lady Ravens go up 7. Second free throw will not go in. And a rebound pulled down again by Scarlett. She has been phenomenal rebounding the basketball this evening. Again, we get no numbers, but that's got to be 10, 12 at least for Scarlett Bagley. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Valley Falls brings it up the court. It is 27-20. And we're at 7:16 to go. Ravens in front by 7. And as the ball goes down to the baseline and the shot starts to go up by Cassidy Frake, she gets fouled. But this is not going to be the 1-1 as Hannah Coker will have her second foul of the evening. It'll in fact be a 2-shot foul. Coming up there, Cassidy has only 2 points in the game, scored a couple back in the opening quarter, has not had a free throw tonight. This shot is good. Makes it 27-21. Folsom is going to come back into the game for Rink, and head coach Luke Knoll has rotated his starting 5 back on the floor. Second free throw rolls in. So Cassidy will get them both, and it is 27-22. And we're just over 7 minutes to play, and now full court pressure. Ravens having trouble getting it up the floor. Coach Knoll is going to take a timeout. Joseph, we're going to take it along with him. Going to have a great, great fourth quarter here. 7:03 to play in the game. Moore Hill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens, 27, Valley Falls, 22.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here at the Hamerties, Moore Hill Mount Academy, coming out of the timeout, and their inbound pass is going to be stolen by Valley Falls. Here come the Lady Dragons. They'll kick it over to the right side, right in front of head coach Jordan Hale. The shot from the middle is up, no good, and another rebound for Scarlett Bagley. Pass up the floor, Banowitz, a running three, very short, rebounding it off the floor. Valley Falls and Lauren Brown. Lauren's going to bring it up the court herself. Two teams running from end to end now. It's 6:36 to play in the game. Kicked over to the left side. Valley on offense. They trail by five. Back out on top. There's going to be break. Cassidy wants to kick it down low to Kirkwood. Can't get it there. Comes out on top instead to Yates. Then we're going to get a travel. So Valley's going to turn it over with a little misstep. 6:21 to go in the game. MHMA is going to take out Banowitz and Coker, bringing in Cody and Keckner. And now the Ravens bring it in and immediately turn it over with a travel. Just a little shuffle of the feet. And it's going to go back the other way. 6:18 left. Two teams really battling hard, looking for a win here tonight. Now here's a inbound is going to be batted away, saved by Valley Falls. That thing was anyone's basketball for a little bit. They'll bring it off on top. All alone, the set shot, three, off the rim, no. Long rebound, pulled down by MHMA. Kickner clears down to basketball, and Bethany Urban will bring it into the forecourt. 6 minutes to go in the game. These two teams have not scored a field goal yet in the fourth quarter. A couple of free throws for MHMA, two free throws for Valley Falls, one for MHMA, and now we're going to have a foul. It's going to be a foul on Kirkwood. So Corey will have her second tonight. That'll be team foul five for Valley Falls. They've still got one to give. Around to the right side, Cody, her shot rejected. Back up with it, Valley Falls, quickly, flying down the court is going to be Corey. Kirkwood goes right down the right side of the lane, and we're going to have a blocking foul. They're going to call it on Scarlett. Kirkwood slowly kind of untangles herself and gets back to her feet, and she's going to come over to the free throw line. It's going to be the first foul of the game for Scarlett. And Valley Falls is coming to the free throw line. Front half is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Scarlett, and we're going to get a foul. So the free throw is up and no good. Ravens are going to bring the ball in against the full court pressure, and Cody's pass is going to be thrown away and stolen, and a big collision in the backcourt. We got players on the floor for both teams. The ball goes the other way. The shot is going to be up. Cody fires one, missed it. Rebound pulled up and shot by Folsom. She missed it, and we got a player coming off the floor for the Lady Ravens. 5:24 to go, and Mount Academy will make a little substitution here. Maybe a couple of them, yeah. Let's just reset the five and reset what's going on out here with all the collusions. That is going to be Caitlin Yates picking up a third foul. Ravens coming to the free throw line, and up there is going to be Caitlin Folsom. free throw. No good. She's got one more shot coming up. Caitlin with 4 points this evening. She'll go with three fouls. Wilhelm Academy has the starting five back out there. Second free throw is good. So these two teams have combined for a total of four free throws, two apiece in the fourth quarter. No one able to put together any offense right now, and it is 28-22 as we're down to 5:15 to play. Fowler with the basketball, cuts across, brings it off on top. Way up high, but the basketball is going to be Yates. Kicks it over to the left side. Darvo with it, comes out on top of the high post to Frakes. Back down the right side of the lane comes Kirkwood. She'll go in among three defenders. Hit it! Plus one. So, the bucket in traffic is up and good. The foul is going to be the fourth on Caitlin Folsom. The freshman is in trouble for the Ravens, and I suspect she's coming right back out of the game. Yeah. And at 4:58 to play, a chance at a conventional three-point play for Kirkwood. And again, she cannot get that free throw to fall. It is 28-24, and the Ravens, coming into the forecourt, take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph, at 4:52 to go in the ladies' game. It's a close one. Morehead Mount Academy 28, Valley Falls 24.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years' experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Oh, man, Joseph at the Care Sports Studio this evening. Tom Counts will be here at the Haverty Gymnasium and Morehead Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. High school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. Here in the girls' game, we're down to 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play. It is close, 28-24. And we still have more fun coming up. The guys' game is on tap. So do not go away. Don't forget about the guys' game coming up here on Care. On the floor for head coach Luke Noel. Jordan Rink is out there with Scarlett Bagley, Bethany Urban, Hope Banowitz, and putting the ball in play is going to be Hannah Coker. Pressure all over the place. Ravens are going to bring it in into the backcourt. Urban's got it. She'll cut back to the right side, get double teamed, pinned up against the side, and in trouble. Does she get it away? No, it's going to be stolen by Valley Falls. Here come the Lady Dragons. Valley will come into the forecourt. They've got three of their starting four out there, or rather four of their starting five out there. Here's a little hook pass into the lane, and a Raven foul on the floor. That's going to bring up two shots now as Valley Falls in the double bonus. It'll be the third foul of the game by Hannah Coker. Back to the free throw line. It's going to be Cassidy Frakes. She's only got 4 points tonight, but two of them is two of two here on the free throw line in the fourth quarter. That one does not go in. So that makes Valley Falls two of five at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. This one is up. In and out, no good. Free throws are currently the difference in the game. Lady Ravens come up with a rebound off the missed second free throw, and at 4:20 to play in the game, leading at 28-24, MHMA comes into the forecourt. Way up top side with it is going to be Jordan Rink. Looking for somewhere to go, needing some help. Finally, Urban is going to be able to get back to her and take the basketball. We are 4 minutes left. Way back out on top, Banowitz. Left side is going to be Rink. She'll drive to the top of the key, wanted to take the shot, then decided no. I'm sure coach says, you better have a really good-looking shot before I ask you to take one. And as she drives down the baseline, Bethany Urban is going to be fouled by Lillian Darvo. It's going to be Lillian's second foul tonight. That is team foul 8. So coming to the line for MHMA, Bethany Urban nothing but 5 points tonight. They've all come in the third quarter. Has not had a free throw opportunity this evening. Her first one here will not go in, and the rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. So Bethany missing the front half of the 1-1. Still a 28-24 Lady Raven lead at 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Top side with it is Valley Falls and Darvo. Lillian plays off the screen, goes to the free throw line, puts it out on top to Yates. Caitlin kicks it back out to the point, driving into the lane, and a lot of traffic. This time the shot's going to be blocked, and no foul is called. Coming up with it is going to be Urban. She'll drive down, go in, coast to coast, shot is up, no good. Rebounding it down as Valley Falls, and Cassidy breaks. Back up with it, the Lady Dragons. 3:20 to go for Hermann Academy. Not able to capitalize on an opportunity to extend the lead. They're up 4. Coach Hale is on her feet, directing traffic out in front of her. Over to the right wing with it is going to be Yates. Back off on top to Brown. Brown and Chaffee comes out to Darvo. They'll feed into the lane, down the right side. No room there. Going to come back over to their baseline. 2:50 to go in the game. Valley moving it, looking for the good shot. Trails only by 4. They want to capitalize on something here. Now they're going to stop and take a 3, but first, we get a foul. When they finally square up for the 3, we're going to have an offensive foul. Huge break for the Lady Ravens and a terrible break for Valley Falls as it is going to be whistled on Cassidy Franks for third foul of the game. And Morehamon Academy is going to take Rink out, and back in will be the fifth starter, freshman Caitlin Folsom. Caitlin has a pass stolen away. Nearly commits a fifth foul, probably did. Here's a driving layup. It's going to be up and good from the left side. Count that bucket for Corey Kirkwood. It is now 28-26, and we have a collision. We have Hope Manowitz on the floor, and a Valley Falls foul. Not a lot of scoring here. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. That is the third foul for Lillian Darvo. And at the free throw line, Hope Banowitz. Hope has a couple of threes. One of the second, one of the third. Her first free throw here does not go in. Both teams in the double bonus. So Hope will have a second free throw opportunity coming her way. 2:30 to go. She'll take her time, give it a hard look. The left-handed shot, rims out, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Valley Falls, and then it's going to be lost out of bounds. Coming back in to MHMA. 2:26 to go in a two-point game. Crowd beginning to really get into this. But you can hear them. I'm sure you can't help but hear them in the background. Ravens trying to get it in. Coker will get it underneath. Folsom twists and turns and shoots and misses, and the rebound cleared down by Valley Falls. Taking it down is going to be Franks. Umpcourt with it. It is Kirkwood. She'll stop at the top. The 3 for the lead. Nope, but they will wave off that shot. Coach Hale had called a timeout. So when we come back, Valley Falls putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout with 2:16 to go in the game. MHMA 28, Valley Falls 26.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
We go to the last 2 minutes and 16 seconds of the ladies' game. There's a lot of strategy going on in those two respective huddles. From Morehamon Academy, Coach Luke Noel, who has gone 8 deep tonight, but really has seen very limited duty from his subs. It's been mostly the starting 5. He's got his freshman post, Caitlin Folsom, in serious foul trouble with 4. From Valley Falls and head coach Jordan Hale, she's gone 6 deep. And has really played a lot of her player off the bench, Caitlin Yates. Valley Falls putting it in play. They're down by 2. We're back in action. They've got the basketball, top of the key and way up high. It's going to be Lauren Brown. Lauren Brown, the point guard, is a real true point guard in that she's a facilitator, not a scorer, has no points tonight. Not really her forte. Here's a running jump shot. It's up and short. Rebound. Going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to be off Valley Falls. The Lady Ravens are going to have it in the backcourt again. MHMA has scored 2 fourth-quarter points. They are 2 of 7 at the free throw line. They have not scored a field goal yet in the fourth quarter. Valley Falls has scored 1 field goal, or no, 2. They've scored 2. Corey Kirkwood has hit a couple of shots. The Valley Falls is, 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Either of these teams could have almost salted a win away. And now, a turnover by Banowitz. It's going to come back again to Valley Falls. So the minute 45 to go in this game. Minute 45 is a very, very long time. Both teams having a hard time scoring. In fact, all night long. I mean, let's be very candid. It's 28-26 with a minute and a half to go. But particularly here in the fourth quarter when these points are really, really big. Valley has the ball up top side. Neither team able to get much generated. At the high post, it's break. Kicks it back over. Kirkwood goes into the lane. Her shot is up, and they're going to call an offensive foul. The official on the near side to the cat calls from visiting fans calls an offensive foul on Kirkwood. And we've got a minute 19 to go. Banowitz will take the inbound pass, immediately gets trapped, loses the ball out of bounds, and just before it gets away, Coach Noel gets a timeout taken, and let's do it. Joseph, another timeout. We're down to 75 seconds left in this very close game. Lady Ravens 28, Lady Dragons 26.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Haverty Gymnasium on the Mar Hill Mount Academy campus. We're at a minute 15 to play in the game. It is a 2-point contest. Lady Ravens are going to be putting in a play at their offense deep in the backcourt. It comes into Hope, and it's going to be stolen away. And then standing on the sideline is Lillian. That was a great hustle play, and just the edge of her shoe was on the sideline. Going to come back again in front of the Valley Falls bench to MHMA. Coker will be doing the inbounding work. Looking. Hannon will bring it into Bethany. Urban has it batted off her hand. It's going to be stolen back by Valley Falls. They'll take it over to the right side, pulling it up from 12. It is up and short. Rebounding it down again is going to be Coker. Valley Falls with a minute 4 to go. Getting a number of opportunities, have not been able to cash one in. Urban will finally get into the forecourt. We're 55 seconds to go. She'll work her way to the right side, part to the left, back to the right side again. Urban just breaking down Darvo. And Urban cuts back to the right. Darvo cannot stay with her. Bethany, finally she just reaches out and grabs Bethany by the shoulder. You can hear the student section for the Ravens as they are appreciating the great work that Bethany Urban put in right there, handling the basketball. And now, as Bethany comes to the free throw line for a couple of shots, her teammates all retreat to the backcourt. The junior sends it, and it won't go in. Marshall Mount Academy continues to struggle mightily at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for Urban. Looking to put her team ahead by 3. It is good. 29-26. 35 seconds to go and another Valley Falls timeout. We're doing it, Joseph. What a finish we've got coming up. 33 seconds to play. Lady Ravens 29, Valley Falls 26.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Lady Ravens in front of a what's really become an outstanding home crowd. A little room here left, but not a lot if you're coming to the game. You can find a chair. It'd be interesting to see how these two coaches get these teams prepared and what the plan is for this last just over a half a minute. Guys game coming up yet after this one, so don't go away. More hoops fun coming up here on Care Radio. Then tomorrow, Joseph, don't think you've had enough fun tonight. We're going to have more fun tomorrow. Benedictine on the road. 2 o'clock for the ladies and 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be interlacing with Mid-America. Here we go. The ball comes into Valley Falls. They need a 3 to tie. Over to the baseline right. Back out on top. Darvo back over to the right. Here's the 3. It is up. It's too strong. Long rebound, pulled back down by Valley Falls. They'll bring it up on top. Here's a 2. Jumper up, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Urban, and there's a foul in the backcourt. So foul is going to be on Caitlin Yates. Caitlin will pick up her 3rd, and Valley Falls just could not get any of those shots to go down. And for Bethany, she'll come to the free throw line. 1 of 3 at the line tonight, but if she hits either one of these free throws, it makes it a 2-possession game. There's the first one. Bethany Urban collects her 7th point of the game. And her 8th point of the game. 15 seconds left. Here comes Valley. Now they're down 5. No time to waste. They'll cut into the lane. The shot is up and good. And we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Let's see. It'll be interesting to see what they do. Joseph, we're going to take a break. It's going to be the last one of the game with 7 seconds left. MHMA 31, Valley Falls 28.
Wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio, or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
In the fourth quarter of this game tonight, Marshall Mount Academy is 5 of 11 at the free throw line without a field goal. And yet with 7 seconds to play, they lead by 3, 31-28. It'll be MHMA putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. Coker will do the inbound work. See what the plan is going to be here. They'll quickly bring it into Urban. She quickly gets fouled. And we have 6 seconds to go. Whoever's charged with this foul, oh, and it is going to be Caitlin Yates. So Caitlin is going to foul out of the game. Caitlin played a ton tonight. Going to foul out with 6 seconds to go. And checking into the game for Valley Falls is going to be the junior, Madison Connor. And at the line for the Lady Ravens again is going to be Bethany Urban. She's hit 3 in a row now. having pushed her team to a three-point, and that one is up and perfect. Now four consecutive free throws for Bethany. And again, it's big because it makes it a couple of possession lead. This one is on its way. It will not be good. Rebound to get down. It's going to be Valley. They got to hurry. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Into the corner it goes. A two-point shot on its way. Won't go. Final score tonight in the ladies' game. A thriller to the finish. It's Mar Hill Mount Academy 32, Valley Falls 28. And we'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Well, the ladies' game is in the book, and it got a little bit crazy as in the fourth quarter, both teams had chances to win. Mar Hill Mount Academy went through the fourth quarter without scoring one field goal. They won it at the free throw line. Six of 13 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter to come away with the win. For Valley Falls, well, let's recap the scoring. Corey Kirkwood, she's going to be your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. Here's the deal. 20 of her team's 28 points. Four apiece for Lillian Darvo and Cassidy Frakes. That's the Valley Falls scoring tonight. For Mar Hill Mount Academy, no player in double-figure scoring. However, Bethany Urban, who scored four free throws in the late moments of the game, she had nine. You had Hannah Coker with eight. Six tonight for Hope Banowitz on a couple of three-point shots. Five for Caitlin Folsom and Hannah Cody with four. For him on Academy moves to 6-2 on the season. And Valley Falls is now 3-5. Tell you what, stick around. We're going to take a bit of a breather here. We're going to put the heavy lifting back on Joseph's shoulders where he'll take care of you for just a little while, and then we'll return. Boys, high school basketball coming up here in the Northeast Kansas League. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest. It was Mar Hill Mount Academy 32, Valley Falls 28. We're taking a quick breather. We'll be back here in the Haverty Gym before you know it.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.